The 47-foot fishing vessel West Bank has just tied up in Sitka's A and B Harbor, fresh off a 3-day black cod trip. Captain Richie Davis sits in the wheelhouse.
Fishing was real slow. We were snap-on fishing. We do our long line of different than the big production guys do. We had someone else's quota to catch and our own. So
Davis is on the board of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, or ALFA for short. He's also one of 8 people to sign an open letter opposing a local processor's recent purchase of trawl-caught rockfish. The letter was posted throughout Sitka and also carries the name of a local troller, the head of the Sitka Conservation Society, 2 subsistence gatherers, the Seafood Producers Cooperative, a charter captain, and a sport fisherman. Davis's signature is at the top.
I just wanted the people of Sitka to know that there are other activities that go on out here that aren't necessarily compatible with the future of what you've built your community on.
Boats that trawl, T-R-A-W-L, drag nets through the water or along the bottom of the ocean. The nets scoop up almost everything in their path, and that means a lot of bycatch, or fish the boat is not targeting. Depending on the species, the fish could wind up thrown back into the ocean, dead. Trawl gear also can damage fish habitat and the seafloor.
The bycatch of halibut in the Gulf of Alaska by the trawl fleet is 5 million pounds. The whole southeast quota this year for the directed halibut fishery was 2.6 million pounds.
Linda Benkin is executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. She pushed hard for the ban on trawling in southeast waters that took effect in 1998.
We've protected this area from that, protected the habitat from that, and don't want to see those gains in terms of resource protection and community level protections reversed.
Silver Bay says the fish were caught by midwater trawlers, not bottom trawlers, and that they were destined for harvest regardless of where they ended up being processed. Still, Benkin worries that trawler deliveries in Sitka could weaken the ban in southeast. Here's her argument. About a decade ago, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council started a process to quote-unquote rationalize Gulf of Alaska ground fisheries, basically to find ways to divvy out who gets to catch what among certain species, such as Pacific cod, pollock, and rockfish. Benkin says the council pulled back from the project when Sarah Palin became governor, knowing she opposed it.
Now the council is starting that process again. They just put the industry on notice this past spring that we're starting to look at rationalizing these fisheries again. We're not sure what form that'll take.
But she says it's possible the council will look at what areas have had what fisheries, and they'll look to processors, too. Benkin's concern is that if the council sees trawl deliveries in Sitka, it might allocate trawl quota in southeast.
So I think that's why this is a much bigger deal than one trawl delivery. It's just a lot of concern about the precedent being set and what that might lead to.
She says her hope in drafting the letter, and the hope of those who signed it, is that Silver Bay's purchase was a one-time event. They want the company to avoid trawl-caught fish in the future. Silver Bay CEO Rich Riggs was not available for an on-tape interview, but he told KCAW that in the future, the company will give additional consideration to community sentiments. Riggs and Silver Bay issued a letter Thursday that says the company did not anticipate the adverse reactions buying the rockfish would cause. He apologized for that, writing, quote, "I simply did not anticipate and give further consideration to the community values shared by many in Sitka relative to the trawl fishery expanding further to processing. No different than as a community, we don't demand that our local grocery stores or fast food restaurants rid their freezer cases of products made with Alaska's pollock and or cod harvested by trawl gear," unquote. Silver Bay Seafoods, Riggs says, is not a proponent of trawling in southeast waters that were closed back in 98. He says the company and its managers had theirs and the community's best interests in mind when making the purchase. Based on state forecasts, Silver Bay says its Sitka plant was facing a 72% drop in salmon production from last year. Managers at the plant saw the rockfish purchase as a chance to help make up for the salmon drop-off and expand the company's processing activities. He said he invites anyone who's concerned to talk about the subject with him one-on-one. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.